I'm interested to find out about the new developments with the community housing sector here in New Zealand. I think there's some parallels with what has happened in Australia and also some things that are starting to develop in Australia. So I'm interested to hear what people have to say and also to share my knowledge of the growth of the community housing sector in Australia.
On that point, what do you think that the New Zealand community housing sector could learn from the Australian situation?
Well, one thing, I know that there's a look at doing some stock transfer to the community housing sector here, but it's with the eye towards the community sector having to purchase their properties. In Australia, in most cases, government has transferred over the properties without a cost, but with its a very explicit expectation that the community housing sector will use those properties as leverage to build additional housing. So what it does is it builds the entire quantum of how much social housing we have. And I think that that's probably going to be limited somewhat in New Zealand if community housing providers have to use what income they do have coming in through rents and through subsidies to actually pay for the loans that they're taking out to purchase the properties. And perhaps there's another way that New Zealand government could look at the idea of transferring stock to build the capacity and build the size of the community housing sector.
So the organisations that these houses have sort of passed on to, transferred to, what criteria do they have to meet?
My understanding is that in Australia, I'll start there. In Australia, organizations who receive transferred properties have to be part of the national regulatory system. And I understand that New Zealand is just starting a similar system. So you know that these are organizations that will go under scrutiny, will have their performance monitored, and there will be compliance requirements, and it gives the kind of assurances to governments that the assets that are being transferred over and will be used by the community housing sector will be kept in to service people who are on low incomes, and that those tenants will receive quality services.
Looking more broadly at the issue of the housing crisis, I suppose, on both sides of the Tasman, where do you see other lessons being learnt from Australia that could be applied in New Zealand?
One of the things I think we found in Australia was that we needed to try and get private investment into the affordable housing market and low-cost market, and it can be done. It just needs to, you know, we need to be able to make the sector more visible and better understood by the investment market. In Australia, affordable housing is just a very new asset class, and it's been taken a couple of years, but we're finally getting to the point where investors are understanding that we're actually can be quite a viable market and a good investment. I think we're going to need to look at not just things like stock transfer, but also looking at other ways that we might be able to package deals, if you will, to try and build more housing. For example, in Australia, there are a number of church-based organizations or churches themselves that have excess property, and they'd like to do something very positive or community-focused with that land. They can come into a deal, and that's what they contribute to the party. And community housing organizations have the capacity to do really good tenancy management, to link tenants up with services. So that's another way of trying to bring in new players to try and develop and increase the amount of housing stock. I think that, you know, in Australia, we have incredible waiting lists for our public and our community housing. We have the estimate is around 250,000. We need to build another 250,000 houses just to meet the demand for low-cost housing. So it's really quite a big ask at this point, and anything that we can do to try and increase the amount of affordable housing, I think, should be explored.
Anything else you think is important to get across?
In the effort to want to grow the community housing sector, and I know there's quite a push and a sense of urgency, and while I appreciate that, I think it's really good for the sector, two things, to be quite deliberate in how it grows and how it builds its capacity. I think it's really important to keep diversity. You can still have small organizations who can be financially viable that might address a particular niche market. They don't necessarily have to be the biggest kids on the block. There's also room for them within the broad church of the community housing sector. And that larger organizations who have the aspiration or have the capacity, that there should be as many barriers lowered as possible for them to get on with the job.